recent survey done by Cigna found that Americans, particularly young Americans, are lonely. Of the 20,000 participants, about half said they feel alone or left out always or sometimes. But one researcher says it's not so simple. Indiana University professor Sarah Conrath is researching empathy and social relationships for an upcoming book, and she says that Americans today are not necessarily feeling more lonely than in the past, but they are becoming more socially isolated. I spoke with her more about this via Skype, and she started by explaining the difference between loneliness and social isolation.
Loneliness is the feeling. It's a subjective feeling of how you feel about being alone. So for example, people who are lonely will agree with things like people are around me, but not with me. And things like I'm unhappy doing so many things alone. Whereas being socially isolated is just a fact. It's more objective. So it's things like, are you living alone? How many friends do you have? How many people do you have that you can talk to about important things?
But one doesn't necessarily lead to the other.
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, you can imagine that lots of people feel lonely when they're in groups of people, right? And lots of people enjoy times of solitude. It really depends on how you perceive it, what you think about it and feel about it.
So as you're writing this book and you're looking at all of this research and you've been able to see that younger people today say that they're less lonely than young people did 20 or 30 years ago, what do you think it has changed? Do you think social media plays into this?
I think that social media can act as sort of a temporary band-aid so that if somebody was feeling a little bit lonely, they could go, well, I'm okay because I can just go text somebody, or that's not quite social media, but all this technology we have, I can text somebody, I can go to Facebook. And so we get this feeling that we're not alone, and I think it can satisfy us temporarily. The important thing about the studies that I've found is that even though people are saying they're less lonely, actually they're more socially isolated. And that matters. Actually, both loneliness and social isolation are associated with bad health. In fact, people who are either lonely or socially isolated have between a 26 and I think it's 35% increased risk of death, even if they're young, for many reasons. So it's not good to be either lonely or alone. It's not good for our bodies.
So this is, it can be like physically detrimental?
Yes. Oh, obviously emotionally, yes, of course, but physically too. So it seems to, obviously it's correlated with things like suicide and other mental health outcomes, but even just the risk of other kinds of death, like from heart disease or cancer or other types of deaths that are obviously partly genetic, but also have like social causes and other causes too.
So I wonder, have you talked to young people today about this as you're researching your book, and what do they say?
Well, my book is more than just about social isolation. My book is also, actually my book started, the main purpose of the book is to look at changes over time in empathy and narcissism, because I've found that empathy has been declining generationally and narcissism has been rising. And when I've talked to young people about this, most of the young people I've talked to have said that they see this. This is really an issue among their peers. And they also, a lot of them are very, very stressed as well. I see those two things as going together. I think if you don't have good relationships, you're not going to feel good. I really feel for the younger generation. And actually, most of the findings that I've been writing about are actually not good. You know, it shows millennials as being quite disconnected, having, you know, mental health issues and being isolated. But this loneliness finding is actually an anomaly. It's really different than the rest.
That's so interesting. So at the same time that young people today are experiencing more mental illness, being, you said, narcissism seems to be rising and are more isolated, they still are less lonely. Do you think that's just semantics? That's just them reporting, well, I'm not lonely. I talk to people all the day online.
It's hard to know what it is. I think in order to know, we should just talk to them and listen. But it could just be this feeling of like, well, it doesn't make sense. I'm not, how could I be lonely because there's all these people around? So I've been thinking about loneliness and looking at writers who talk about loneliness like as if it's hunger. So just like we get hungry for food, these writers say that we get hungry for social connection and that it's a healthy signal that if we're isolated, you know, it's good for us to feel lonely because we're going to go seek out people. So I've been wondering if the generational decline in loneliness is maybe showing that people are not as able to notice that they're hungry. Because it is a healthy signal to get us out there and to meet people and to interact. But I think we need to listen to them and find out.
Yeah. So I guess as you're talking to these young people and as you're listening to them, what do you think could change or should change to try to improve some of these things?
So I think a lot of the way we live our lives is focused on achievement and success. And in my book, I'm finding that actually there's been a rise in materialism and a drop in the importance of people finding meaning over time. And I think that one solution is to just, you know, step back for a minute and really ask ourselves, can these things that we buy love us back? I think for me, when I do that, I think that's very profound. But I also think it's more than just individuals. We have to decide as a society that we care about social connection, mm-hmm. and that it's more important than success and achievement.
Yeah. All right. That's Sarah Conrath. She's an assistant professor of philanthropic studies at Indiana University, Purdue University. Sarah, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.